Okay, let's try and understand it better, the implications thereof, with Dr. Ralph Matleka. Ralph, good chatting to you. It's been a while, so I'm glad we're finally talking.
Afternoon, Natraf. It's a great pleasure. It's been a while indeed. It's a great, great, great pleasure. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. Having said that, I'm going to give you the responsibility of telling us whether the Labour Party has a leg to stand on this issue.
Well, Ashraf, look, this is it's not the first time that you're going to have a political party having an issue with the timetable of the elections, talking about the signatures, being able to meet the deadline. It is not the first time that we are seeing this. And the concern as to were the elections, did we have enough time? Do we need enough time for political parties to prepare themselves? It's just never enough time, I will tell you. So I'm going back here to the previous elections, the local government elections. I think it was the November elections, where we had a concern for the 2021 November elections, local government elections. Remember, those elections were held during the time of the COVID under difficult circumstances.
Yes.
And there was a concern that we needed to postpone. But the court stood ground that actually almost ordered that, look, we have to go through those elections. It is because of the democratic principles of elections, yes. So the court will be very careful before they actually say that we change the timetable or you allow the party open up the system again. It's because of the integrity of the elections that you need to protect, you need to stick to the prescribed timetable so that all parties can be treated equally. So,
okay. So having said that, does the Labour Party have a case?
Look, they can complain, but I don't think they have any extraordinary case here that can result in the shift in the date.
Because their case is based, firstly, not on the postponement, first upon that they were not accepted to contest the election because they submitted their forms, but they didn't submit those signatures that are required because there was a system breakdown on that day. I mean, does that carry
any weight? Yeah, Ashraf. You see, the reality is that this is the party that is struggling to meet the deadline, the prescribed requirement when it comes to the processes. So they missed it. And I was listening to Mr. Matuidi talking to you that if the process is reopened and they can submit, they will be happy. But it's not like that. What about other parties that have known that and have been able to meet the deadline? So if there were many, many parties, maybe with a huge concern similar to this, but to be honest, you have to protect the integrity of the election. You cannot just postpone because one party failed to meet the deadline of a process they've known about.
So does the Labour Party have a point, not so much about the postponement, about the fact that, you know, they've been unfairly treated because the systems were down, and there clearly has to be some sympathy for them and other parties too?
Yeah, I mean, the courts will have to deal with that, Ashraf. If it can be indicated, no doubt. I mean, if it can be shown that was a mass problem, that was a wider problem, I beg your pardon, then maybe the court will be sympathetic. It is very difficult. You can't just quickly reopen the process while some other parties have tried against all difficulties, whatever, to be able to meet that deadline. The integrity here is what matters. I think courts are very careful.
All right. Now, Joseph Matuidi himself was suggesting that the courts take, they take far too long. I mean, I predict then you'd expect a very quick answer to this one?
It will have to be very quick. No doubt about it. The integrity of the election. You see, cases that have got related to this election, you need to answer them, deal with them expeditiously to ensure that as the election day comes through, I'm not saying you're going to have zero dissatisfaction, you have got parties, all of them happy, but you are trying to remove all reasonable doubt or concern about this election to make sure that the integrity remains. And answering this thing quickly will be very interesting. It's what will be required.
Okay, that's where we can leave it. Dr. Ralph Matleka, who's a political analyst and, giving his thoughts, in fact, suggesting Labour Party, well, you know, it's not going to happen for you guys. That's what he's saying. You may have a completely different opinion on that one there.